has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And there's not much green on the screen right now. It looks pretty red to me. We've got the S&P down about 11 points right now after Monday's huge gain. The S&P 500 is down 0.5%. So come on, we can live with that. The S&P is at 2,070. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 152 points right now. That works out to almost 0.9% after its big jump yesterday. No green there. It's red. 17,824 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The NASDAQ is down about 11. The NASDAQ's holding up a little better than the other two indexes. The NASDAQ's down just 0.2%, and of course it also had a huge day yesterday. The NASDAQ is at 4,919, just 81 points away from that 5,000 level. Crude oil, probably one of the issues here causing the downdraft in the market. Crude oil was holding at $49 per barrel, not anymore, $43.30 per barrel, down 1.3% again today. Supply-demand equation at work here, and also a very strong U.S. dollar. Also working against gold, which is at $11.58, although it's up 0.4% here today. The euro is at 1.0647, and the 10-year yield is at 2.06%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, the tug of war, right? The tug of war between the bulls and the bears goes on a daily basis on Wall Street. Some days the bulls hold sway, some days the bears hold sway, but you got to say that over the last 6 years, the bulls have really won this battle. And now here we are, 6 years and 1 week into this current bull market, and the bears keep tugging away, trying to pull the bulls over to their side. And the weapons that the bears are using these days is a very strong dollar for one. Yeah, a strong dollar has a major impact on markets. It's having a major impact on the multinational companies here in America that are admitting we're fighting an uphill battle right now with the currency. With the currency translations back into U.S. dollars, we're losing a lot in that transition, and it's hurting our bottom line. It's also just killing the commodity companies, the people that produce commodities, the mining companies, the gold dealers, the gold stocks, the coal stocks, the oil stocks. The strong dollar has a major impact on them. The bears are also tugging on the rope, saying, hey, you know, the economic reports lately haven't been that great. Maybe we're headed for recession. Today we got housing starts, which were weaker than expected, but it's hard to start a house in a snowstorm. I don't know if that's a real legit report right now, but it was lower than expected, even with the weather. They were expecting 1 million housing starts. Instead, there were just about 900,000 housing starts. That's a far cry from expectations. And when reports don't live up to expectations, you know what happens. Well, all of this will be discussed at the Fed meeting this week when Ms. Yellen and her band of cohorts get together and discuss the U.S. economy, the global economy, inflation, GDP, earnings, valuation of the market, and of course, Fed policy, interest rates. That's the main thing they will be discussing. And everybody is pretty much expecting at some point this year that we will see an interest rate hike. Some call for it in June. Well, we've had some weak reports lately. We have this strong U.S. dollar, which is kind of bugging up the U.S. economy a little bit. And maybe they'll hold off until July or August or September. That's the debate that goes on a daily basis. And you know what? You can worry yourself silly about the macro picture of the economy. I've seen a lot of people over the years that I've met with that really have worried themselves silly over these kinds of things in the economy. And they've missed the forest through the trees. They've missed the fact that the market has tripled over the last 6 years. They've missed the fact that there's lots and lots of individual stocks within the market that continue to hit new highs on almost a daily basis. But they're afraid because they've got all of these scenarios painted inside their brain. The scenario that the economy is collapsing, the scenario that inflation is out of control. Have you bought a ribeye steak lately, they'll tell me? Or some chocolate? Yes, I have. And I noticed that I bought a chocolate bar. It was embedded with pretzels and pieces of butterscotch. It sounded good. But it was like $4.99 for one of these Hershey-style size chocolate bars. I thought, well, it's St. Patrick's Day. You know, you only live once, right? It was good, but I've noticed, yeah, prices are rising. But I've also noticed that the stock market's been rising, too. Last time I looked, we're up around 18,000 on the Dow. Last time I looked, we're up around 2,100 on the S&P. And we've been above 5,000 on the NASDAQ recently. So the inflation is also taking place in our portfolios, and that's a good thing. Hopefully you've taken advantage of this and haven't lost sight of the forest, or lost sight of the forest through the trees, that you've been able to ride along with it and pad your retirement savings along the way. Just as a general rule of thumb, over the last 6 years, your portfolio should have tripled. Your 401k should have tripled, not counting the money that you add to it every week and every year. So it's been a good run. The run continues. The run won't last forever. I'm not a perma bull. I don't believe in being fully invested in index funds all the time, nor do I believe in having a asset allocation that is scattered so far and wide that I'm almost guaranteed mediocre results. No, I put my neck on the line. I take a little bit of a chance, and I try to look at the world around me and invest accordingly. And when the world changes, you've got to change with it. When the dollar starts to roar, that is an extraordinary occurrence. This run in the dollar that we have seen since September of last year is really unprecedented. And it has a major impact on certain sectors of the market. It helps some and it hurts some. Which side of the trade do you want to be on? The one that's being helped or the one that's being hurt? This drop in oil, I wouldn't say it's unprecedented. I've seen other crashes in oil before, but this is one of the bigger ones. This is one of the bigger crashes that I've seen in a commodity in oil. It's benefiting some companies. It's benefiting some countries. It's benefiting some economies, and it's hurting others. Just ask Mr. Putin how it's been for his economy. I heard the other day that Saudi Arabia is losing it's costing them $250 million per day, this drop in oil prices. And yet, countries that are big consumers of oil, who have manufacturing economies like the Germans, their market's up 23% while the oil prices have been going down. They benefit. So when the world changes, you got to stay with it. If you don't want to change with the world, if you just want a buy and hold type portfolio that works in any type environment, I don't know that there is such a thing. other than one that over time averages out to that 3, 4, 5% area. And if you're happy with that, then just throw up your hands and say, I don't care what the world's doing. I've got my asset allocation and I'm sticking to it. Personally, I think there's a better way, but that's up for you to decide. I still say it's stocks that rule the roost. It's equities because of the conditions in the world. And obviously, out of that big, big pot of stocks, there's those that are better than others. I call them best stocks now. I got a couple to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the tug of war between the bulls and the bears continues on a daily basis, but obviously over the last 6 years, the bulls have certainly held sway here. And I showed a chart in my newsletter over the weekend, which, by the way, you can sign up for my newsletter at pwstreet.com. It goes out every weekend. I showed a chart of SH. SH is the inverse of the S&P 500, which will come in handy. Not may come in handy at some point in time. It will come in handy at some point in time. Because when we eventually enter into the next bear market, which the last one was a little over 50% hit, the inverse funds can come in real handy because they go up when the market goes down. But if you look at a six-year chart of SH inverse the S&P 500, you can see how the shorts, the bears, have been crushed, just crushed over the last 5 or 6 years. This has been one of the most powerful and longest in duration bull markets that we've had in a long, long time. And if you tried to stand in front of it, it was like trying to stop a nice moving freight train just chugging along the tracks. You're not going to stop it. It's going to run you right over. You can hold up your signs. It's a phony bull. You can hold up your signs. Our currency is going to get crushed. You can hold up your signs. $17 trillion in debt. It's still going to get, you're still going to get run over and flattened on the tracks. Eventually, the freight train will come to a screeching halt, and the smoke will come flying up from the overheated brakes and whatever, and people, and it'll start backing up. Then you better get out of the way, right? Because a bear market will ensue. But right now, the bulls hold sway, and it's still stocks that rule the roost, and U.S. stocks are still doing just fine, although there are other areas of the world, like Germany, like India, like France to some extent, even like China, that are starting to pick up the baton of money printing, of quantitative easing, and those markets are starting to bubble and gurgle. And there may be a few years left in bull market in other areas around the world. So that's why it's good to stay in touch with the Best Stocks Now radio show on a daily basis. My app, Best Stocks Now app, which ranks the indexes around the world on a daily basis and the asset classes and also the sectors of the market. And for the last several years, one of the leading sectors in the entire market has been the pharmaceutical sector. I had another pharmaceutical stock hit an all-time high on Monday of this week. It continues to shine. It continues to be one of the top pharmaceutical stocks out there. AmerisourceBergen, which is the old Bergen, Brunswick. AmerisourceBergen is now a $24 billion market cap company. AmerisourceBergen also pays a dividend yield of 1.1%. Okay, take your choice. You can own a government bond paying 2.06% with very little possibility of capital appreciation over the next 5 years. Or you can own a pharmaceutical stock with a dividend yield of 1.1% and still with chance of capital appreciation over the years. Better yet, put together a portfolio of about 25 or 30 such stocks. And I think you'll do better than the bond market going forward. But that's just my opinion. You have to decide for yourself. AmerisourceBergen is headquartered in Chesterbrook, Pennsylvania. They distribute brand name and generic drugs, over-the-counter healthcare products, and home healthcare supplies. They've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years at a rate of 16% per year. This is very good for a large cap company. It's very good for a large growth and income type of company. And when I talk about dividend paying stocks over the bond market, this would be a good example of what I mean by that. let's just take a look at what AmerisourceBergen, very simple ticker symbol, ABC. They must have been one of the first ones to apply for a ticker symbol. We want ABC. Over the last 10 years, ABC has almost tripled the returns of the market. You know, you get into the General Electrics of the world and other stodgy old stocks of yesteryear, they've gone nowhere over the last 10 years, and ABC has delivered 16.1% per year over the last 10 years. Let me make sure that's right. ABC, I had actually the wrong stock. The performance over the last 20, I did. It was 23.7. While the market's delivered just 5.8. That's phenomenal. Phenomenal performance. And we know that there's no guarantee of future results. Over the last 5 years, ABC has crushed the market. 33% versus 12 per year for the S&P 500. This is very easy to look up on the Best Stocks Now app. That was one of the key drivers behind me inventing the app. I was so mad that I couldn't find performance results on stocks in a very easy manner. Just compare it with the market. I just want to know how the stock is done next time the CEO's on there telling me how good his company is. Over the last 3 years, ABC's delivered 44% per year. This is unbelievable for a large cap growth and income dividend paying stock. And over the last 12 months, ABC's up 64%. Market's only up 12. ABC gets a performance grade of A. It gets a momentum grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. If you look at the chart, yesterday it hit a new all-time high. And it pays a dividend yield of 1.1%. Well, it's not cheap. It's not the cheapest stock in town. But when I take next year's earnings estimates of $5.22 and extrapolate them out over the next 5 years at the consensus analyst growth rate and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for the company, I come up with about a $65 or $176 target price. Stock's currently trading at $109, plus I get a little dividend along the way. It still has adequate valuation. It has terrific, terrific performance and momentum. And those are the two traits that I like to bring together in my system called Best Stocks Now, which combines value on the one side and momentum on the other side. And then a quick visual look at the chart, and it shows it's hitting a new all-time high. Out of 4,046 stocks in my database, ABC is number 63. It's simple as 1, 2, 3, right? And you can go back and look at ABC all the times I have featured this stock going clear back to December of 2012 in the comments on the stocks in the app. It is one that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. It is not a recommendation, but it is a very good example of what I mean by Best Stocks Now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
To the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the battle between the Bulls and the Bears. Pretty soon it will be the Dodgers and the Giants and the Yankees and the Red Sox. I've been watching a little spring training baseball on the TV during the stock market hours. I'm headed over to Arizona this weekend to see a little bit of spring training baseball, our annual trip to Peoria, to see the Kansas City Royals on Friday play our beloved San Diego Padres. Usually cellar dwellers, but this year we're looking pretty good. We have high hopes. We have high expectations for a change. And on Saturday we play the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we get to see some pretty good players this weekend. And in the end, every one of those general managers over there watching the troops, is trying to narrow it down to the best 25 that he can hit opening day with when they line up on those white stripes and sing the national anthem before an opening day crowd, usually a sellout crowd. I love opening day. We'll be there opening day of Padres season, which I believe is April 10th, something like that. But the stock market's no different. Don't you want to put the best 25 or 30 on the field in your portfolio, whether it be mutual funds? You don't need to own that many mutual funds, obviously. Whether it be ETFs, whether it be bonds, whether it be whatever it is that you're invested in. You have to be invested into something with your 401k at work. My 401k model portfolio in the newsletters up double digits so far this year. The market's flat. So if you're following along as a 401k participant wondering where you should be invested, whether you should be invested at all in the market, I'm sure several 401ks got whacked back in 2008. I'm sure several 401ks got whacked back in the year 2001, 2002 also. I don't believe in having your 401k fully invested at all times, but over the last 6 years, for the most part, I have believed in having it fully invested. Whether it be U.S. small cap value or U.S. small cap growth or wherever, when the world changes, you got to change with it. That's my philosophy on the markets. I don't believe in a buy and hold, one size fits all, low maintenance type of portfolio. It would be great. It would be nice. I'd certainly have a lot more time on the water fishing and watching baseball. But I just, my chemistry, my chemical makeup won't allow me to just sit back and do nothing. I like to be an active money manager. I like to stay on top of things. I've had people ask me, are you buying and selling on a daily basis? Not if I can help it. No, I like to buy stocks and own them for a couple of years if possible. Forever if possible. But when the world changes, gosh, I can remember when the commodity stocks were the cat's meow. I can remember owning U.S. Steel back in the year 2007 when it went to almost $200 per share. And then the world changed. Commodities fell out of favor. China slowed down. Those cranes stopped working. They had built, the building boom was started to slow down. And the demand for commodities dropped off a cliff. And, you know, a few years later, United States Steel went from $200 per share clear down to $15 per share. When the world changes, you better change with it. That's one of the adages I believe in the stock market. And the world changes often. We go through cycles. We go through strong dollar cycles. We go through weak dollar cycles. We go through inflationary cycles. We go through deflationary cycles. We go through expansions in the economy. We go through contractions in the economy. We go from wartime to peacetime, back to wartime, back to peacetime. And all of this plays on your portfolio, and you have to adjust with it. And it takes a lot of time to stay on top of things. I mean, not only is it the economic news, but it's also world news that has an impact on folks' portfolio. Anyways, I like to go with that which is flourishing in today's market. And I gave a good example of a good pharmaceutical stock that continues to hit new highs. We have a lot more people in the healthcare system than we used to have, and that's helping a lot of healthcare stocks. And healthcare continues to be one of the leading sectors in the entire market. I saw many healthcare stocks. I saw many healthcare ETFs. I saw many healthcare mutual funds hit all-time highs yesterday. And that's been one of the leading sectors in the market. The next stock I'm going to talk about kind of marries these two together, healthcare and pharmaceuticals, into one nice little package. And they recently allied themselves with a boot company. Walgreens Boots Alliance has been a very good stock for me here. Out of Deerfield, Illinois, Walgreens is now an $82 billion company. I'm sure you're past a Walgreens almost on a daily basis somewhere in your daily walk of life. They're everywhere. And Walgreens currently has 8,309 stores to choose from. They've got you covered across the United States almost wherever you go, including mail service and home care facilities. They're in 50 states, the D.C. and Puerto Rico. Walgreens has been a good stock recently, a very good stock. It got hammered back in August of this year, and then it started to kick in. And it's been going ever since. Let's take a look at the particulars of WBA, which is a new symbol. No longer is it WAG, W-A-G, it's now WBA. Walgreens, over the last 5 years, has really found its groove. Walgreens, over the last 5 years, has been delivering 23% per year to investors in the stock, while the market's delivered 12%. It's doubled the returns of the market. No guarantees that it will do that in the future, but notable that it has in the past. 1.6% is the dividend yield. This one also, to me, fits in a dividend-paying portfolio. I like dividend-paying portfolios, especially for retirees who need income. I say you can get your income. Not just, a lot of people think that they can only get their income from the coupon rate of the bonds or from the dividend rate of the stocks. Well, you can also get income from the appreciation, right? It's easily available to you, that appreciation, through liquidity. Stocks are liquid. That's another big advantage that stocks have over a lot of other investments, the liquidity. I don't like tying up my money for 10 years. I want liquidity. Darn it. If I want to take out an extra 10 grand this week to go on a European vacation or buy a new car, I want that liquidity to be able to do that. And I want to be maneuverable. If the market starts to turn on me, I don't want to be stuck in something that I got to write it down. I want to be maneuverable and go somewhere else when the market starts to turn. Walgreens pays a 1.6% dividend. It's a good example of a stock that would be suitable for a retiree that thinks the bond market's a little dicey right now with the scepter for higher interest rates down the road. Instead, stocks paying dividends where you have the opportunity for capital appreciation and a nice little dividend yield. I like getting those dividend checks. They add up over time. Walgreens over the last 3 years has delivered almost 40% per year to investors. Find a bond that's done that. No guarantees going forward. The market's averaged 14%. And over the last 12 months, Walgreens is up 31% while the market's up 12%. It gets a momentum grade of A and a performance grade of B+. The valuation, you know, the dividend paying stocks are in demand right now. But I can still make a pretty good case for Walgreens going forward over the next 5 years. They're expected to make $4.45 in earnings. They're expected to continue to grow their earnings by about 14% per year. When I take that out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I get a $140 target price. The stock's currently trading at $86. It made a massive move on Monday when the market had its big day. Walgreens broke out to a new all-time high at $86.87, somewhere in there, $88 per share. Believe it or not, this big drug company, not exactly a sexy company, but out of 4,046 stocks that I follow, it currently comes in at number 221. And it's been in my top 100, top 200 now for quite a few months. And it is one that I own in my growth and income account. Not a recommendation, an example. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunnarsson. You know, another thing that I do in my practice, in my business, is I help people with analyzing, you know, their assets and what kind of return they're getting on those assets, what kind of performance they're getting on those assets, especially as they near or they're at retirement age. Return on investment. You know, a lot of people just don't ever think about that. How much money do you have tied up in something? It's sitting there. You know, and I'll ask, well, how much could you sell it for if you had to? And they come up with the number. And I said, what kind of return are you getting on that investment right now? Is it kicking off rental income? Is it kicking off capital appreciation? Is it kicking off dividends? Is it kicking off anything in the way of income? And how much capital do you have tied up into it? You know, return on your investment and return on your equity is a very important equation to figure out. It's not that hard to figure out. You just take a simple divide what you're making off of the investment and divide it into how much money you have tied up in the investment. You get a very simple return. A lot of people have negative returns on their investments when they consider property taxes, upkeep, maintenance. It's draining energy. It's draining money instead of kicking in to the required income that you need in retirement. So that's not a bad exercise to go through, to list your assets. You know, anything that you have equity in that you could liquidate if you had to, that's what an asset is. And obviously subtract out the liabilities of what you owe. How much would you net if you were to sell the asset? And then say to yourself, could I put this money into something else that would give me a better return? And I know there's risk. There's risk in everything. There's a risk that hurricanes could come along and wipe out your asset. There's risk that, you know, it could burn down. There's all kinds of risk. But, you know, you have to take a little bit of risk in order to get a return. If you put it into a CD, you're going to get less than 1%, but you're going to get a lot of safety. If you step it up a little bit to, say, government bonds, you're going to get about 2% with a lot of safety with a little bit of interest rate risk. You put it into corporate bonds, you might get 4 or 5% with risk to your principal due to interest rate risk. You put it into dividend-paying stocks, there's obviously risk. That's why you need to have it managed. That risk has to be managed somehow. Someone has to be watching over it. And when the world changes, you've got to change with it. But it's still a very, very good exercise to go through. What kind of return are you getting on the equity that you have? And could you reposition or redeploy some of that equity in other areas that would give you the returns that would be better? And raise your standard of living a little bit. I know a lot of us, we get married to different things. Oh, I could never sell that. I could never sell that. But if it's draining money, and if it's not giving you returns, and if it's not helping you, you're in your retirement, then it's not doing you much good. And sometimes you have to make some tough decisions. You have to become a businessman. What do you think the first thing a turnaround expert that goes into a company does? He takes a look at the return on investment that the company is getting in the various things that they've invested in. And they look to increase that return on investment, that return on equity. Give them some cash flow that they need, some cash coming in instead of cash going out. And they take a look at every single asset and see how they can maximize the return on investment. And that's part of just making good, solid business decisions. That's not a complicated thing to do. You could be a turnaround expert in your own life, in your own balance sheet. You can take a look at the equities and things that you own, the things that you would list on your balance sheet. If somebody said, tell me what you own, Write it down. Then over to the right, what do you owe? Determine your net worth, okay? And then figure out how much income you have coming in through two sources, capital appreciation and cash flow, right? Income coming in. Those two added together equal total return. Total return divided into equity equals return on equity. And if it's 1 or 2%, you need to do something to increase that return on your equity. You know, savvy investors know how to boost their returns. 7, 8, 9%, 10%. They do everything they can do to put themselves into a position to get superior returns on their money so that their money is working for them. Anyways, I talk to folks all the time. My crew talks to folks all the time. We try to help them. We don't want you to have to, you know, starve in your retirement. Like to see people, you know, have a nice lifestyle in their retirement. But part of that equation is making good use of the equity that you have and getting the maximum results possible from those things that you own. And in a lot of cases, we find a lot of assets that are dead assets that could be doing more to, you know, support your lifestyle in your retirement years. Anyways, that's something to think about. And I write about different things in my newsletter every week. I try to spur people to think when I send out the newsletter every week. And I try to get people to think and to ask questions and to say, you know, could I be doing better than what I'm doing right now? That's important. You know, to always be trying to improve, to maximize, to progress, to get better at what you do. Anyways, you could sign up for the newsletter. I send it out every weekend. I put a lot of thought into it. I try to make it as important to the recipient as I possibly can make it. PWStreet.com is my website where you can sign up for the newsletter. And I also manage money here. Look, my whole thing is to try to maximize, given the environment that we have in the world today, to take advantage of those areas that are producing better than other areas in the world. 855-611-BEST is our number. 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.